It is that time of week when we welcome back to studio the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins is here for Cinema Chat, and it's so good to see you again. This is my favorite time of the week.
Well, it's nice to say it's a good time of the week for me, and it's a good day for Robert Redford. So happy birthday to our friend Robert Redford.
Our friend. I've never met the guy. Have you? You've actually met him, though, haven't you?
Yeah. He's a very nice guy, and he's done some remarkable things besides winning Academy Awards and things like that.
He's a great actor, perhaps an even better director.
He's a great director. Set up the Sundance Institute, Sundance Film Festival.
And he's a conscientious environmentalist.
Very much so. So anyway, happy birthday, Bob.
Can you call him Bob?
That's what people call him, yeah. Bob.
When you shook his hand, how did you address him?
Mr. Redford.
There you go.
Well, so a couple of remakes of classic Hollywood films. So Murder on the Orient Express was turned into a movie. It's based on a Agatha Christie novel that was published in 1934. In 1974, Sidney Lumet turned it into a movie with Alfred Finney and Lauren Bacall and Ingrid Bergman and Jacqueline Bisset.
Yeah, she's who I remember.
Yeah, well, and Ingrid Bergman, it was her last movie. Sean Connery, John Gielgud,
Vanessa Redgrave, right, yeah.
And so Kenneth Branagh is going to star in Murder on the Orient Express, directed by Michael Green. So that we can look forward to that coming up in 2017. Also, we can look to A New Star is Born. Now, this is a film that Hollywood has already made three times, in 1937 with Janet Gaynor and Frederick March.
Then there was Judy Garland,
right? In 1954, Judy Garland.
And then Barbara Streisand.
Yep.
And then Barbara Streisand as Chris
Christopherson, yep. And James Mason starred with Judy Garland. So this one looks like it's going to be... Lady Gaga is going to star in it. They've talked to a lot of folks, but Leonardo...
With Bradley Cooper in the male role, right?
Yeah, and Leonardo DiCaprio and Will Smith and Robert Downey Jr. and Russell Crowe, a whole bunch of other folks, John Hamm, have all been talked about as well. So we'll see how that one goes, but that should be fun. And then Arthur Hiller, who directed Love Story, as well as some Richard Pryor, Gene Wilder comedies.
Silver Streak. Silver Streak was great.
And Al Pacino and Arthur. He did a lot of TV shows, The Addams Family, Route 66. He died at age 92. He was the president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences from 1993 to 1997.
Oh, kind of sad to hear.
Yeah.
It's also kind of, you know, as good as these movies, Murder on the Orient Express and Star is Born may be, have we just run out of ideas?
I mean,
everything is coming back, or is a sequel?
Well, I mean, if you think about theater, we do Shakespeare over and over again. So a classic story, well told, is wonderful. And Murder on the Orient Express is a classic story. A Star is Born is a classic story. So you can look at it as a lack of creativity or just revisiting compelling human stories that get a different spin each time they're told. So
I imagine from a business perspective, they're saying, okay, that looks very bankable and we'll greenlight it. That's the deal.
It could be that they literally, I mean, Kenneth Branagh
can do a lot of things.
Yeah. And so to be in a movie.
From Shakespeare on. Yeah.
Murder on the Orient Express, I could see that appealing.
All right. I'll keep an open mind about it.
Well, opening this week is a film based on a Philip Roth novel. And I saw this film and I liked it very much.
Indignation.
It takes place in 1951 and it stars a young man going off to college in the Midwest. He's an East Coaster and he goes to a college in the Midwest, to a small college in the Midwest. And he runs crossways of the administration, and a lot of it had to do with just the fact that he was a youth. A lot of it had to do with he was kind of bullheaded in a lot of ways. But it deals with a lot of Philip Roth issues, family, being a Jewish person in a Christian and secular world, and all kinds of really interesting human dynamics set against the context of the Korean War, and how that affected the youth of that time in the way that Vietnam affected the youth in the 60s. But the Korean War
was much less discussed, for certain.
Yeah, well, but there was the similar kind of you know, fear and going to college to not be in the draft and all of that kind of thing. So this is a great film directed by James Shamus, or I thought it was a really wonderful film directed by James Shamus. It's gotten excellent reviews. The consensus is that it proves that it's possible to put together a Philip Roth adaptation in a compelling way. James Shamus is a producer, and he was the head of one of the Focus Films, which was Paramount's specialty film distribution, very well respected in the industry, produced a lot of Ang Lee's movie and a lot of other films like that. But this is the first one that he directed, and he put the script together and he directed it, and I thought he did a wonderful job. So Indignation opens.
Looking
at the
forward to it. You are
tonight.
Listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair sitting alongside Michigan Theater CEO Russ Collins tonight.
That's right, tonight, Indignation. And then Life Animated is a really heartwarming documentary about Owen Suskind, who's a young man who's unable to speak. He's on the autism spectrum. And his family finds out that he's just obsessed. He gets an intense focus on Disney animated films. And by repeatedly watching a wide range of Disney animated films, it allows him to come out of his shell, begin to speak.
And they find a manner of communication,
yes,
and connection.
Absolutely. And again, 93% positive reviews. The critical consensus is it offers a heartwarming look at one family's journey and a fascinating message.
And it takes
message.
Them right up through adulthood.
It
so,
does.
I mean, you get the full spectrum of the story and the outcome.
Absolutely. Yeah. So anyway, Life Animated also opens this Friday at the State Theater. So our summer classic series is winding down, and we have the Grease Sing-Along this Sunday at 1:30 and Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Go check that out. Next week, we have a special screening of Metropolis with a live musical accompaniment that's absolutely fascinating because...
Is this one of the restored version?
This is, yeah, it's a beautiful version of Metropolis. And then the score that's being put together is actually, our theater organ is going to be played by a MIDI keyboard.
Interesting.
Some of it's going to be pre-recorded, some of it's going to be performed live. It's really a fascinating piece. We'll talk about it more next week.
Somebody's going to have some anxiety about that.
Put it on your calendar for a week from this Sunday and a week from this Tuesday, Metropolis Live. And then if you haven't seen Hunt for the Wilder People, it was the audience winner at Cinetopia. Woody Allen's new film, Cafe Society, is a lot of fun to go see. Don't Think Twice is this Mike Birbiglia piece.
Right.
And Captain Fantastic is a film that everybody likes. Stars Viggo Mortensen. And a very intense family drama. Now, a really well-reviewed animated film opened up the multiplex, Kubo and the Two Strings. We tried very hard to get this for Cinetopia, and it just didn't come through. But
now it's here.
It's set in a fantastical Japan. It's about a young boy that interacts with creatures of the wild, and it's beautifully done. Charlize Theron, Matthew McConaughey, Ralph Fiennes provide some of the vocal talent, but go check it out. War Dogs is a comedy that stars Jonah Hill and Miles Teller.
And I hear that his performance, Jonah Hill in particular, is good enough that it may warrant another Oscar nomination.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens. But it's kind of it's these two guys that decide they're, without a lot of thought in the matter, decide they're going to sell weapons in the Middle East, and they put themselves in a tremendous amount of risk without really knowing what they're doing, and they run
clearly
sideways.
Sociopathic, yeah.
a lot of authorities. Ben-Hur is a remake of that classic film, which actually this is at least the third remake of that. It started out as a silent film. Reviews are not very good. Owen Gleiberman from Variety, Owen is a native Ann Arborite, said Ben-Hur is an oddly lackluster affair, sludgy and plodding, photographed in a nondescript medium close-up on an epic that feels like a miniseries. So anyway, Hell or High Water, which we actually screened for the University of Michigan football team last week. We're happy to say a pre-release screening. This is Chris Pine and Ben Foster star in this film with Jeff Bridges, and it's about a Texas Ranger set in a contemporary
dynamic.
I'll
watch anything with Jeff Bridges anytime.
I get very good reviews.
Excellent. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. You have a lot of choices. We hope to see you at the movies. You've been listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.